In the Footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres, the hermit foresees the Valley of Destruction. As Giovanni turned to look down the mountain into the valley, he could see that the morning sun had risen just a little higher. The entire valley was arrayed in a green so intense that it almost hurt to gaze upon it. "It really is green, isn't it?" asked the dead man suddenly, sidling up to Giovanni. "Tell me now, what can you see?" That the color green in the valley is the same green of the mountain up here?" the hermit replied. "Not everywhere," returned the dead man. "Come, let us climb a little higher." As the hermit followed the dead man to the third waterfall, he could see a lush meadow just above the rocky crags to the right of him. He heard the faintest sound of water trickling and landing with a higher pitch. It seemed to be making the musical note, me, right where the water struck the rock. "Listen harder to the sound," whispered the dead man quietly to him. Giovanni could hear the sounds of the first two falls joining in the symphony of musical notes. They were saying, "Do, re, mi, do, re, mi, do, re, mi." "Do, re, mi," marveled the hermit. "Wasn't that the place in northeastern France where Joan of Arc heard the voices of saints so long ago?" "Oh, yes. But it was spelled as Dom with an M, Remy," came a voice out of the waterfall. At first, the holy hermit thought that it was the dead man speaking, but looking around, he could see no one. "Come closer," commanded the voice, "and remove your sandals as you approach, for this place is a place of great healing." Giovanni stooped down to unfasten his sandals. He glanced up to see that there was a soft light issuing forth from within the water that was cascading and splashing into the bush below it. It urged the hermit, "Look down again." As Giovanni turned to look, he could see not only Arroyo Seco and the Indian village a short distance away, but from this altitude, he could also see beyond the green toward an imposing mesa just before the horizon. "It is from that peaceful valley called San Ildefonso where you can see sheep grazing that a terror so terrible will be conceived that it will change the face of the world forever." The hermit wondered at what the voice was saying to him. As he was looking down, the peacefully grazing sheep reminded him of the peasant shepherd girl from Doremi. "Now look with the eyes of the mystic," prodded the voice softly to him. As the hermit focused his attention, he saw beyond the green valley of the Most Holy Trinity and into the future. He could see the sheep and the shepherds being chained to the valley. The valley was being fenced in by men in strange metal vehicles. There were men who were changing the face of creation in forbidden barracks, one atom at a time. They hid their faces beneath some cottonwood trees. Giovanni began to perspire at the very idea that Adamism, as he perceived it, was being created to be used as a destructive force. He squinted as his eyes focused in the direction of the horizon. The holy hermit watched as the man who split the atom loaded a strange elongated cage and took it to another site. He began to weep when he realized that the new site further south was to be called Trinity Site. But instead of being the place of God, it was to become a source of sorrow for many people. It was the antithetical inverse, the perversion of holiness, all in the name of God. As he deepened his gaze, a large explosion came forth from the site and bellowed up to the heavens in the form of a mushroom cloud like some profane burnt offering. The hermit fell to his knees when he heard the echo of a scream so terrifying that it came from clear across the world. The world shuddered and he heaved deeply at man's inhumanity to man. "Wherefore is such madness allowed?" he sobbed. "Oh, man will be saved from himself eventually," said the voice coming forth from the third waterfall, "but only after he has evolved to a more elevated state." "Why do you show me such a painful vision?" asked the hermit of the voice. "It is part of what you must learn about your own nature," came the retort, "to teach it to you. My name is Joffriel. You have been walking in the footsteps of the Hermit with Larry Torres. Adios.